Blog Talk Radio.
Runs the world. Meine Freunde, welcome. Wie geht's? As we look out into the world, we once again view the spectacle of war. It is, to be sure, a colonial war, one fought by a regional hegemon, Israel, against what is essentially an unarmed population, Gaza. For one side has the most sophisticated weapons, including fighter jets, while the other side has, well, rocks. To be fair, the other side has missiles, yes, but most of them are unable to pierce what has been called the Iron Dome, which safely detonates over 90% of all missiles which are incoming. One is reminded of the overweening power of the U.S. military when it launched the Iraq War and later the war in Afghanistan in March and August of 2003, respectively. The Iraq War promised, in the words of former U.S. President George W. Bush, weaponry that would evoke both shock and awe. It turned out to be disastrous in the human and social costs, with millions becoming refugees and both societies shattered. The wars began as a kind of neoconservative fever dream, sucked trillions out of the U.S. budget and did little to support U.S. objectives. The Iraq War pitched as a search for weapons of mass destruction, found nothing of value or strategic. As for Afghanistan, the U.S. negotiated a withdrawal that left the Taliban in control of the ancient country that became known as the Graveyard of Empires. And although the neocons launched the wars to change the face of the Middle East, most foreign affairs scholars consider the Iraq-Afghanistan wars as two of the biggest blunders in American foreign policy and foreign affairs. What this shows us is that there is a limit to the reach of military power. Countries can mobilize truly, but if they can't reach their objectives, that weaponry is wasted. The Iraq-Afghanistan wars are also instructive in another respect. They were preceded by the biggest anti-war protest in world history. But what's the point, you ask? Didn't these protests around the world, mass marches, fail? Yes, if you mean they failed to stop the wars. But history has another judgment. For history shows that they, the people, were right, and their elected leaders, the neocon think tanks, much of the corporate media, and of course, the military-industrial complex were wrong. It also means that in future, protests may have to actually be bigger and bigger, and perhaps labor actions should be integrated into such protests. Those vast protests show the leakages and, to be honest, the weaknesses of representative democracy. For when the so-called representative ignores the will of the people That's not democracy. That's the opposite democracy. Autocracy under a democratic mask. So who runs the world? The people do, when they fight long enough, hard enough. The great black leader Frederick Douglass once said, power concedes nothing without demand. It never has and never will. So make the demand and build. Make the demand and build. With love, not fear. Here spreekt Mumia Abu Jamal. Auf Wiedersehen. These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.
And greetings. Mad hookup to everyone. Welcome to another segment of New Day, Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, also known as Dr. Filet. And, of course, we just heard from Mumia Abu-Jamal. You know, every time we get a new commentary, we're going to always make sure that we get it on the air because we want to make certain that people remember that we have to continue to fight for our brother to get him home. We don't want to have him come home and then to, you know, become an ancestor shortly thereafter. So the move to get him home expeditiously is definitely something that we need to push forward with. We, of course, just in the past week, there were several of our freedom fighters that have gone home. Of course, last week, we were looking at Baba Sekou Odinga. He became an ancestor. But also a few days after that, a sister by the name of Viola Plummer became an ancestor. And so what we're looking at, family, is, of course, the fact that many of our freedom fighters that we know of today, of a certain type, of a certain caliber, are leaving us. And so the question now has to be, you know, how are we going to fill in some of these spaces, some of these gaps? How are we going to replenish our movements, our cadres, and so forth? We really better be a lot more strategic and serious about that because a lot of what has been accomplished has been co-opted. We've had so many in our communities to sell us out. And part of that is because there was not the, for whatever reason, the type of capability or reality or effort to, again, rebuild, replenish. And so here we are now with a whole lot of voids and a lot of problems because we don't have Dr. Khalid. We don't have Baba Chokwe Lumumba, Baba Imari Obadeli, Baba Stokely Carmichael, Kwame Ture. We don't have Ella Bakers and a Fannie Lou Hamers and a Shirley Chisholms and so forth. We have some facsimiles of these ancestors, but not really in the manner that we did have, that's for sure. And you would think, because things are supposed to get better and things are supposed to escalate in a more productive manner, you would think that we would be very, very easily able to say, you know, certain things. When we talk about Dr. Ben, when we talk about Dr. Clark, in that same mindset, who can we say is with us today? I mean, there are a few, needless to say, but for the most part, it doesn't really stand out. And so we need to, of course, talk about that more because we better start acting like we know and begin to develop the type of black man, black woman that we need in order to continue in the manner that we need to do. At any rate, we thank all of you for tuning in to this segment of New Day. And tonight we're going to talk about a couple of things. Of course, always about our political prisoners, freedom all. And in the upcoming segment, we're going to talk a little more about, of course, Reverend Joy Powell. We usually don't talk much about when it comes to our women. Well, Reverend Joy Powell is, in fact, a political prisoner. did write to her recently, so I'm looking to hear back from her soon. As soon as I do, I will definitely bring that report to you. Hopefully it'll be before Women's History Month, because we really want to focus on it during Women's History Month, along with providing an update on Sister Shada for Women's History Month. You know, I find it, again, so interesting that out of all of the marches that we've had here in the U.S. that, you know, talk about million something or whatever, it is the Million Woman March, the only one that not only talked about Sister Shada and making certain that there was at least a thought of resistance in terms of fighting the system that put $1 million bounty on her head, which is now $2 million. But it is the Million Woman March that made sure that that generation would be more familiar with her and the situation that was in reference to her. And so we read at the Million Woman March a message that came directly from Sister Shada. We read it in English and in Spanish. You know, I'm saying that to say that that should have been the first clue or one of the clues about who we are, what we do, and why we do it. So, you know, I say that because it's getting ready to get hot and heavy in a minute about how MWM has been pushed to the side by people that talk a whole lot of stuff about blackness and love for black women and all that stuff. Well, let me tell you, we get ready to do some real interesting analysis about some of that. At any rate, moving right along, family, again, we thank all of you for tuning in for us tonight. Big shout out to my sister Keisha. They had all, as usual, a great program. And Brother Ray Ray, this is the last Mackie study group, man. It was because, you know, Hepha is one of my favorites. And the elder really kicked some stuff out on Heshepat that evening, or the last presentation for the Mackie study group. It was very, very good, as usual. Okay, also for tonight, we're going to talk to three of our family members. And, of course, one is going to be coming up in a few, none other than our brother, New World Warrior, is going to be joining us. And interestingly enough, with the upcoming National Black Women's Power and Political Convention, one of the new cadres that we'll be putting in place is what we call our Consumer Protection and Awareness Cadre. You know, over the years, we've done a lot of evaluation and realized that we are really just, like, not taking care of business, too many voids, and we're just not as organized as we need to be. And it took me a minute to figure out what it was, but I got it. Now, at any rate, for us to have a national black consumer awareness and protection component, again, to educate our people, but also to be organized in the event something should happen, and y'all know that it will. We are able to respond to it a lot better and not keep being so reactionary. So we're going to talk to New World about something that happened to him, and I'm sure to others at one time or another. But again, what can we do when these corporations, these companies, you know, do whatever they want to do with us, with our money? Now, here with Blog, we just had a situation where for, as I'm sure some of you know, for like 2-3 weeks, we couldn't even do our program. And it wasn't because we didn't want to or wasn't prepared to. It was because of the Blog Talk system would not facilitate what we wanted to do, and not just myself, but several other people that we know, extended family that have programs, they couldn't do theirs either. And we paid the money to do that. So, again, the question has to be, what do you do, what can you do when these corporations and other related types of entities duke us, take our monies, or not provide the services that they're supposed to provide? What can we do? So we're going to talk to Brother New World about what literally happened to him this week. And again, I'm sure it's something that some of you can relate to. You ever either have had that happen or something similar. And we're going to also talk to and with Sister Munira Bomani, correspondent over in Newark, who's going to share with us about today's commemoration for Queen Mother Camille Yarborough. I think she was turned 90 this week. And so we're going to hear briefly from Sister Munira, who was able to check out the celebration for her. And last and certainly not least, we're going to talk with Dr. Trouvé. We're going to get a report from her in regards to what's going on in California with the Reparations Commission that is there in California, which, I mean, I found it very interesting, more so than any of the other commissions that, you know, we've been checking out for a while. And so, can't wait to hear that report, because they literally putting some figures, some dollar figures out there. So we want to see how that's going, because Philly just, of course, put theirs in place. And by the way, the We Charge Inside 21, well, we have our own, that's right, our own independent committee, because no matter what these do and these governments do, that's fine. You know, we encourage everybody to do whatever they need to do, but that's definitely gambling all, okay? And so, again, we have our own, and sisters will be meeting in March for our Black Women for Reparations Forums and Strategy Sessions. So we got a lot we get ready to come up with to do. And lastly, tomorrow is our second meeting, Zoom meeting. It's very, very important because the teams go into their weekly, biweekly meetings in coordination for the Million Woman World March that will take place in D.C. In October. And then we're looking to be in one of the CARICOM countries in December. Okay, so that's what we've been working on. I've been a little kind of disappointed because, you know, this is a lot of work. And, I'm finding people are really geared to an event and not the components that we really are focusing on to assure that we're building in our communities, that nation building is a part of what we're doing, and certainly that we can advance forward. We have to have things already in place to do that. We don't want to wait until then and then try to develop something. Been there, done that. So now we have to make sure that once we do our mass assemblies, we are literally able to give people information, instructions, assignments, and so forth to make sure that things move forward. And again, not just for MWM, but for liberation and justice of our people as a whole. All right, so moving right along, we're going to get ready to talk to Brother New World. I don't see Brother New World in queue, and if you are in queue, Brother New World, you've got to press 1. In the meantime, I think I see, okay, that's a different number. Okay, cool. I thought that was Brother, okay. I thought that was our Brother Adrian, but maybe that is Brother New World. Okay, so let's do this. We're going to 5955. 5955. Your mic is open. Welcome to the segment of New Day.
New World. New World.
All right. Well, you know, I know you got a new number.
I pulled out and pulled back in and let you know that was me. I was blinking my lights.
Okay, I got you. All right, well, we got you now.
Okay, so, you know, technology. I got a new phone, and all I know how to do is dial it.
That's
so
right,
anyway.
Yeah. Well,
I got a new phone.
That's the main thing.
So you all can hear me pretty well?
Oh, yeah, I hear you loud and clear,
okay,
brother.
Good.
Loud and clear.
The reason
so
I got a new phone.
I'm going to turn the mic over to you. And share with the family, you know, what has happened with you this week with this phone situation.
Well, like I said, let's have a little correspondence here because we need some talk back on this because this is crazy. I've never had anything like this happened to me before, and I want to make sure it doesn't happen to anybody else who has melanin in them, who pays these white people our money. And they, well, like I always said, white people don't screw you what you know. They screw you what you don't know. And they make sure you don't know a lot about what's going on with these systems, which proves what I said to be true, that nothing all white will ever be all right. And that's criminal, because I've never been even late on my bill. But they told me right. that they gave me a warning on November the 11th to cease and desist my, let me correct this, I want to get the accurate term. It was called prohibited dialogue. I didn't think there was any such thing as prohibited dialogue. Then the next vague lie they told was that I was on a long-distance call for too long, and I didn't even think there was any such thing as long-distance anymore. So, I mean, like, it's just a series of vague lies and maze-like situations articulated that don't make any real sense. So I need them to talk to somebody to break it down in layman's terms. So maybe we need somebody with some weight, like either a lawyer or somebody white or something they'll give some straight talk to, because that don't make sense to me. You don't tell a war veteran he's prohibited from anything. I paid for your damn freedom. The hell you mean I'm prohibited? And that's crazy to me. You ever heard anybody tell you anything like that before?
No, no, not at all. And I mean, and again, you hit it right on the nose. These plans are unlimited, and that means any calls
exactly.
in the U.S. You, I mean, that goes with your plan. So you're supposed to be able to talk as long as you want, because
exactly do whomever I want.
Right.
I'm free, black, and way over 21. That doesn't make no damn sense to me. You gonna use terms like prohibited? I can't. I mean, what? Then we. And then, well, first of all, the Constitution ain't worth a damn, because otherwise, it's like a pair of socks or a pair of drawers, and they sold them to you with a bunch of holes in them, so they have to amend it. That's what an amendment is. You're patching up the holes in your drawers. And I'm saying that don't make sense to me. Don't send me no drawers, no holes in it. Matter of fact, now that we're speaking about drawers, let's just, since we're talking to so-called revolutionaries, Dr. Clark said if you don't make drawers, you shouldn't wear none. And this is proof of the fact that we don't need to leave white people alone. We really do. See what I'm saying? Everybody tell me, if you don't keep up with the technology, you're going to get left behind. Bye.
Well,
because
you
can see,
it's
full of tricks and games and guns.
This is what we know about the New World, and this is also something that Dr. Clark made note of or brought to our attention, and that is we're not producing much of anything. And so
yes, we are.
In order
we don't want
to,
take care.
To leave people alone, that means we have to be producing our own stuff. And
yeah, we
and
got
again,
to live up to the revolutionary lie we told,
well,
don't we?
Yeah, and then so these things have been said over and over and over, and I can again
that's
I bear
problem.
Witness to the fact
that most people are not okay.
I'm gonna let you talk because we can't talk over each other. So let me know when you're ready to stop. Okay.
I'm gonna go ahead.
Okay. So again, what I'm saying is that we gotta make certain that we begin to map out some plans that is going to be proactive, because it's been too many years that we've been hearing people say, well, this is what we need to do, and this, 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 and we need to, and I'm like, yo, we got that part. What's the plan that's going to make this stuff happen? So again, like Dr. Clark said, we're not producing anything, Brother New World, so we're going to get away from white folks. That means we're going to take on some greater responsibility of producing our own stuff, right?
Oh, yeah, ma'am. Lord have mercy. You should have been a carpenter. You hit that nail right on the head and drove it all the way on the first lick. Here's what I know. You're dead right. We literally got to move to the do level. Stop talking so much and do more than we say. That was part of my New Year's resolution. It's the first time I shared this with you. Four parts to it, okay? If you love them, tell them the truth. If you ain't proud of it, doggone it, don't do it. And then stick that black fist up and hold up a thing every time I say a word. Do more than you say. And the last part, learn how to shut the hell up. Master the art of learning how to shut the fuck up. We want to snitch and tell what. We go, and ain't done a damn thing. And they shut up and shut off every road you had to go to wherever you need to go because you won't know, don't know how to shut up. Run out and do a whole lot of bragging, and you don't want to get up and do anything. And this is what the problem is. Nobody ever taught us how to think. They told us what to think, and we don't like responsibility. And what you're saying is further proof of that fact. A lot of talking and don't do much of nothing, which guarantees we're going to be slaves for an eternity.
Well, and this is showtime now. At least that's kind of what I call it. Now we're going to see who is really about what. And I'm going to take notes, y'all, just so you know. But real close attention. We have to begin to identify who is who and what is what in our communities for real. So folks can't keep perpetrating fraud in terms of them being so much about this, that, and the other. So the question is going to be raised in the very near future. Who's supporting something that is self-determination oriented? Because if
that's more than just in words.
Then that means that they are really doing the stuff to uphold the system.
Committed.
And so this is what's going to allow us to gauge some things now. Meaning, if people can't say that they are supporting something or doing something or whatever that is dealing with us doing for self, it ain't got nothing to do with nobody else and all that other stuff. There ain't no kumbaya. If they can't tell us that, and this has to be a part of the New World. It's got to be part of the New Black Code. I'm not talking about what the white man said.
The
black
one.
It was a black code, and that's why we can't call ourselves black because the white man called it the black code. I'm like, get out of here.
Now they want to argue about the color we use. See what I'm saying? Petty stuff.
You want to let somebody control what you think about something? I digress.
Revolutionaries. Who claim to be revolutionaries who guaranteed to be slaves for an eternity because they don't want to move to the new level. It's not about what you say, it's about what you do.
But again, this is what's going to, I say, separate the boys from the men and the girls from the women. That is who
men and talk get business. That's a fact.
I'll wait. Okay, so who is going to work towards us having our own towns, our own villages,
everything?
Again, but see, that's right, and that's part of our campaign, our own everything forever. We literally are trademarking that phraseology because we are talking about everything, but again, what's the plan of action? Well, MWM has one, and we're going to be presenting it. This is why the Million Women World March is going to be so important, because we're literally going to present a plan of action. And at least it'll give you some kind of possibilities of what it is we know we can and must do. So we'll talk more about that later. I want to go back to Brother New World with company. Let's get to the news. What company
it was
did
Boost.
This happen with?
It was Boost.
Okay.
Boost. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Boost.
Okay.
Boost. Okay. Then, as you were saying earlier, when you were talking about us having our own, I've even wrote the song, so when we get ready, we can use the song, but not until we start to do it. The song says, take it all back, make it all black. We're going to make it when we take it all back, family. Take it all back, make it all black. We gonna make it when we take it all back, just like that. Now it was Boost who did this. They are notorious for taking our money, they don't screw you what you know, they screw you what you don't know, and then they get your money, and it's like a street, con man criminal deal. They get your money and do what they want. It was the middle of the month. They shut my service down on Martin Luther King's birthday. We had just come back from the parade. And I was told we'd been giving a brother a call to talk about my getting my VA pension, because a lot of guys have gotten it 100% and they don't come back and show nobody else how to do it. You know, they get like white people, they get this ass bus pay and lose their darn mind. So these brothers was going to hook me up. Bobby, I would turn me on to one of them. He told me to call the other brother. Before I could call him, my phone service shut down. They started talking these crazy, making these oblivious statements that led nowhere. No factual information. I made a long distance call. I asked, give me some information, some solid information. Like what number, what name, who did I call since you listen in on every damn thing? Tell me who this prohibited person was I called, and what was the conversation that you overheard or eavesdropped on, because I wasn't talking to you, so how the hell are you in my business? And how can somebody in a back office or upper office make a decision about what the hell I'm talking about? That internet, Facebook jail or whatever that is, I knew people who was on it. I'd never been victimized by it. Now I'm being victimized by it. And they said, I asked them to tell me, when can I get my service term I can't own? So it's not a matter of them attacking my name. They attacked my phone number. So they said, it's going to be suspended indefinitely. And then he finally said, well, it's never going to be turned back on.
Wow.
So my phone,
I mean, that's really weird.
Now,
I mean,
$5,000 to $10,000, 10,000 business cards printed up with my number on it. Now, I can't use my own damn number. And you're trying to tell me there's not something legal we can do about that in a country where I'm supposed to be free, and I'm a Vietnam veteran, so I pay for their damn freedom, and you have the freedom to take, suspend my phone number so that folks who know me around the world, I'm not just a local nigga. You know what I'm saying? No one can reach me now at that number, and they've been calling me for years, and as you know, I've never, well, you know, you've done it. You can call me anytime. And I'm going to answer my phone. And if I don't call you right then, I'm going to call you sometime within an hour, if not that day. Now, that can't happen ever again with all the people who got that number. So that throws my everything off track.
That's right.
And they can do
with no culpability,
no repercussions.
I think it's important
that
the family.
Let
me know when you're finished.
Go ahead.
I think it's important when, you know, to let the family know that type of, not that we don't know, but it's something I think that has got to be grasped or understood even more so now, because we're getting to a point now where, like you said, it's really, it's a different type of monopoly that's going on. For example, with phone companies, there's basically only three, well, four, that are really the main four. And so, you know, without going into giving them some mileage with the name, but basically it's
four
major corporations. And those same four corporations are not only taking over your telephone system, they're literally also moving into other communication areas. Again, the internet servers and so forth. It's like AOL is now owned by one of those companies that is in, you know, one of the film industries. And this is how this stuff is starting to merge together. And so, again, we have to begin to ask ourselves, what is our alternatives, or what possibilities can there be for alternatives? Because they are going to lock this stuff down where you're not going to have any choice. If you're going to use the telephone or the internet, you're going to have to use one of these.
Yeah, it's a dictatorial monopoly. That's a dictatorship.
Which is
monopoly. And nothing ever be all right. I bet money on that. Nothing all right will ever be all right.
Now, I'm not sure who actually owned Boost. I'm going to look that up. But what I do know is the other three, they're all in connection with owning other stuff. And so I'm almost sure that Boost is going to get bought up, unless they're already owned by one of the larger ones, because Metro is owned by one of the larger ones now, T-Mobile, just to put it out there. So again, they're literally buying up the smaller companies to put them into the larger format. So again, family, we're not going to have, but there's only going to be 3 to 4 choices. And what's going to happen
and
when
all
they all
together.
What's happen when they all raise those prices? You see,
and they're going to on all of these apps you got,
and that's what's going to happen with the internet stuff in the very near future. So these are some conversations that we definitely need to have very seriously, because when it comes to communication, I'm sure we can all agree we do need communication.
Because they're just warning you now. They just give you a warning.
That's right. Okay,
and it's
going to
get worse.
Before we let Brother New World go, is there any comment or suggestion or whatever that any of you might have, any experiences that you may have had in a similar situation? You know, because the same thing is applicable to if you're trying to get cable. I mean, and the names are different, but the jacking up of the prices is the same all across the board.
Oh, yeah.
If you're trying to get cable on your TV, for the most part. So, again, is there a suggestion that you might have for the brother or a story of your own that is similar to that? You can press one.
A way we can resolve this and get my money back.
Yeah, that, again, you know, and that's what we talked about earlier, Brother New World, and I certainly will help, you know, facilitate that in terms of writing it, or I know Baba Yao said he would look up the person.
And paid for it. And been doing it for years. Never missed a payment. And they just jump up and tell a lie about some suspended service and a prohibited language. Like, what the hell does that mean in layman's terms?
Yeah. Well, again, this is something that the question needs to be asked to them so that they can explain what it is you're talking about. They really have an obligation to do that, because they can't just make an allegation about something, particularly given the fact that you paid money already. They can't just, you know, make an allegation and not provide any evidence. You know, that right there opens
so
the door up.
To the family,
possibly for,
understand this.
Can I finish my sentence,
yes.
please?
Yes.
That leaves the door open for them to be able to be sued. Okay. Period. Okay. That's all right.
That just burned my butt that they can do stuff like that and get away with it. But what I did want to warn us is, just in case we weren't aware, that bullies don't stop until they are stopped. That's why we should never allow Europeans to get any type of dictatorial monopolies like they're working into place now gradually. And everything that you aren't aware of is now going to come to the surface relative to the crimes that they intend to commit against our humanity, your civil rights, your human rights, which haven't really slowed down substantially ever. But there are going to be more of them now. Because now they, as I said, white folks will cut your throat and grin in your face and cut your throat, destroy your babies and make you pay for it. And that's fun to those devils.
We've known that for over 400 years. So, again, the question has to be, after we know these things, right, this is why I'm going to miss brothers like Baba Sekul Dinga and Dr. Matula Shakur and Marshall Eddie Conway and you know, Geronimo. I'm going to miss those brothers like that, because they did stuff. You see what I'm saying? It wasn't just a conversation.
They did some stuff,
right? And I'm looking at today and I'm going, you know, so the whole idea of what struggle is or what it's about or what it's supposed to, or, you know, I'm like, yo, what happened? How did it get so diluted that now about a rally or, you know, a march or whatever, but it's about trying to kick nobody behind. For real, for real.
Well,
you see, and so they know it. And lastly, and then I'm going to give you the floor. Lastly, here's another thing. Look at what is happening with our women. And I'm saying that to say, I mean, of course, there's a lot of different moving pieces in regards to that. But I'm saying here we are with the Million Woman Universal Movement really putting forth the effort to get our sisters, to help our sisters to really become more of who and what a black woman should be, is, et cetera, and we can't get the support. So that in itself sends a message to the enemy, right? You know, we try to do this ourselves. That sends a message to the enemy that folks don't care. We got more missing black women and girls than ever before, all over the country. And you rarely hear these groups or organizations or individuals say anything about that. So I'm just saying,
distraction is the enemy's weapon.
To the enemy that, you know, our people really don't care. If we don't care about our women and children, then this tells the enemy they can do whatever they want to all of us.
Yeah, you're doomed. Well, see, they continually leave distractions. And the problem I find too often, I've seen it more often than not, we're seeking distractions. We don't want to focus on nothing that makes no sense. As I tell my students at Zyx, the only thing between us and success is focus. And we are like, as I said, we have the attention span of a gnat. And I ain't talking about Nat Turner. I'm talking about a damn insect.
Right. So we got all that. Here's my question. And I don't necessarily want to answer right now, y'all, but here's the question I'm putting out there to everyone. Are we ready to put together some kind of drop squads?
Better.
I'm going to leave it at that. Because, see,
all this
conversation about, well, here's the problem and all that, we need to be having some other conversations. And, of course, not on the phone or not on the internet. But I'm just saying, you know, I mean, as long as we continue to sit back to let these people do this stuff, the ones in our community, right, and the ones that real enemy. But the fact that we're really just talking. Anyway, I'm going to leave that alone for now.
Shared to me by Brother Coakley.
I'm sorry, say it again.
I said, may I offer a quote that was given to me by Brother Coakley?
Oh, definitely, absolutely. But before you do, caller at 7247, I'm coming right at you once Brother New World gives us his quote. Go ahead, brother.
Very simple. He said some people need to be visited.
That's why I'm saying I'm going to leave it at there, some of this stuff is getting worse than it has to be. And that's the one thing I will say about Philly and a few other cities. But Philly, years ago, you didn't do certain things in Philly and just think it was going down like that. That just didn't happen. I mean, brothers in particular were considered to be kind of, you know, on the wrong side of things, but I tell you what, certain things didn't happen in the community. You let a woman get up years ago in the black community, right?
You have to answer to somebody.
I mean, that wasn't going to, and don't even talk about rape. Oh, baby. That was not going on, and it was known?
Now we got all these soft males. They're not men, they're just males.
Yeah, well, I'm saying the men today, if they're not doing something to help these young males and other males switch this thing up, then they're part of the problem. So stay right there.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's go to caller 7247. 7247, your mic is open. Welcome to the segment of New Day.
Yeah, hello, sister. Hello.
Hey, how are you? Hey, good. You're back
y'all talking about my story because you know Boost canceled my contract and ain't told me nothing for like
2 months.
Right? And come to find out, I did a doggone business seminar with the Facebook and turned around. They canceled my contract. Look, we got to get our people into these doggone electronics or whatever they got to do so that we can have our own phone, we can have our own system. Hey, look, our system got to be better than theirs because they're going to want to have to come to us to be using it. We have
let's
to do
the class action shoot and use the money to build that network.
So this is
yes, ma'am.
Every time I look around, my phone going out, my email going out, my Facebook going out, I'm not talking about nothing.
Right.
I'm not talking about nothing, but there's people listening. I don't give a crap if they listen up in the doggone sky. I don't give a crap if they listening in the doggone TV. But somebody's listening to something because I can't keep a phone. And I ain't never had no problem about no phone. And then you lying to me that I made such and such and I did such and such. Are you crazy? And didn't even tell me what I had done. Didn't even see the message. Oh, Bruce sends messages even though people can't call you. Get out of here. I tried to find it. I couldn't find it. So, yes, we got to start making these people for what they keep doing to our electronics, our phones, our TVs, our whatever.
At our expense.
We got to.
Okay. So, listen. Now, it's interesting that we got two people within an hour, two people, without even doing any outreach. So that tells us that something definitely going on with Boost. Because both of these
give her
Boost.
My number, Empress. Give her my number.
Okay. Yeah. No doubt.
So we can
about,
network.
No doubt. Yeah. And so
class
action
suit, use the money for our own network.
This is what I was talking about. Taking action, coming up with strategies that is to address it. I mean, good, bad, or indifferent. You don't just sit back and do nothing.
Thank you.
Right.
As I said, bullies don't stop unless they are stopped or they must be stopped.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am. Let's go and create, put these fingers together and make this fist and listen to LL Cool J. Mama said to knock you out. You
That's
took
right.
my
well,
phone
you know,
service and I ain't happy with it.
We started off with Mumia tonight, and remember, Mumia made a brief quote from Frederick Douglass, the ancestor Frederick Douglass. And of course, I'm a paraphrase, but it gets to, you know, you ain't going to get nothing done without a demand. That's what
Thank
it comes
you.
Down to.
Mm-hmm.
You're not demanding nothing.
That's
how you
right.
expect to get something? So, okay, so I'm going to make sure the two of you connect this week. I'm certainly available to help facilitate. I think a letter needs to be written, and then we need to start sending it out through social media asking the different networks that we're connected to, has anyone else had this problem?
Right.
Yeah.
The one thing that we do know, class action suits do work.
Oh, yes, they do, especially if you stay on them. Don't get distracted.
Well,
stay focused.
Yeah, well, that's the whole idea, brother. I mean, if you're not going to stay on it, then you don't even need
Most
to try.
Most of our people don't stay focused. They hit and miss. Yeah, sleep at the
well,
wheel.
New age.
I say crawl up there, honey, like a flaming hemorrhoid.
That's right.
That's right. And don't come out until they're dead.
That's right.
And this is where
All
we
right,
have to be from now on. Give no one a pass for mistreating us, economically, physically, or otherwise.
So we have
a matter of fact,
to act.
Make them feel like a beehive.
Oh,
I'm through.
Oh, okay. That is some funny stuff. So, we have a plan of action. And, again, I'm going to make sure the two of you are able to connect. And, again, I will work with, you know, facilitating so that we can get in touch with Boos, at least in the letter, and let it go from there. Okay? Thank you, Sister Daddy. Yes, indeed.
No problem.
Yes, indeed. Okay. And Brother New World, any closing comments from you?
Just thank you all for all your support. And, Sister, I'm glad to know that you're in this foxhole with me. Let's do battle. And in the words of the Black Panther, show them who we are.
That's all right. Right, I'm in it to win it.
I know that's right. All right, family. Well, I thank you both, and we will connect later on this week. Hopefully you both will be joining us on our call tomorrow because we get ready to do this thing. I'm just, you know, it seemed like people just, I don't know, the energy level is just seeing real low right now. So hopefully with what we're getting ready to do, it can raise that frequency, raise that level, because it seems like folks are really into some kind of rut. I mean, you know, we always going through forms of depression because we're in America. So obviously that's what always happen. But it seemed like right now, I don't know, people, I'm starting to feel like, and I said this the other day to somebody, family, I said, I feel like I'm among some zombies.
Yeah.
Funkadelic, they zapped into a permanent nod.
Well, we're going to have to wake them up, okay, again. But this time, keep them woke, as they say. Mm-hmm. All right, family, good thanks. I thank you both for sharing your story, your information, and for being willing to respond, because that's the key thing, is to, you know, hear these things and then say, well, okay, we're going to do something, you know, because, again, to do nothing, that's just unacceptable, totally unacceptable. Mm-hmm. All right, family, I'll be getting with both of you later on this week. Good thanks.
Much love. Okay.
Like
much love.
You.
Okay.
All right. All right, family, so listen, pass the word. If you know someone that is using Boost and they're having some problems, it seems like we're going to have a little task force going on here to start documenting complaints and issues about Boost. All right? So, you know, by all means, make sure that you stay tuned, and you can always send us an email at nationalmwm@aol.com, or you can send us a text at area code 267-636-3802. Okay, moving right along. Let's see if we have Sister Manira ready to talk to us tonight about the tribute that she was able to attend early. It was online. Unfortunately for me, I got it too late because I have to, you know, get ready for our program. And believe it or not, family, it takes quite a while to put programs together. So for folks think that we just come on here and just have these conversations, I can tell you there's a lot more to it than that. But at any rate, Sister Manira, if you can hear me and you are in queue, you need to press 1 now so I can see you. And with that said, if there's anyone who is not familiar with our Queen Mother, Camille Yardborough, well, you definitely need to know about her. I remember coming up in the struggle, and, I mean, the book, I think it was Cornrows, was the first one that I read. I think that was it. But anyway, I'm going to bring Sister Manira in and let her talk to you a little about a little bit about Nana. She's actually Nana. She's a queen mother, but she's also a Nana, which means she was honored with a form of installment. So I'm going to bring Sister Manira in and have her share with you information about Queen Mother, Mill Yardberg. Hey, Sister Manira.
Warrior salute. How are you?
All right, all right.
How's everybody?
Oh, we're doing good. Sister. I mean, cause considering that it's cold and hey,
oh,
people are having problems. You know, I got a problem with my phone, but that was my own fault, that one. I dropped it. But, you know, It's a lot going on, needless to say.
I know.
So
and as far as with the Boost Mobile stuff, I'll tell you what, if you got a contract with them, you know, I bet you they still trading your security, which is that contract with that phone. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you probably need to dig deep into that and try to get them on security frauds, because I guarantee you they trading your contract and the money that you pay into them every month on the stock market, and they owe you some dividends. So sue and take them through arbitration if you could. You know, that's the thing about with these corporations. So that's just a sidebar with that. But, yeah, it was definitely indeed an honor, you know, to join the celebration for our queen elder, who as you said, is a Nana Camille mm-hmm. Yarbrough, who I had the privilege and the honor of, seeing her when she came. They brought her to Essex County College. I think it was one Black History or Woman History Month, one of those ones. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that was my first encounter. And I mean, indeed, it was like a, life-changing, experience getting to know her. Mm-hmm. Well, today, she celebrated her birthday. The community and family, who's close with her, they had the celebration today on Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
And her actual birthday was January the 8th. And she turned 90 years young. I mean, she is aging, like, gracefully. I mean, she is, beautiful. I mean, still glowing, still strong, still empowering. And, just a, a gift from, our creator. I did join the Zoom celebration for her. Because, mm-hmm. Her CD, if you, like you spoke about cornrows, that's one of her collection. Then she had the Ancestor House, where she came on, WLIB or WBAI, had a program, a station and also a band. And she has a legacy, of music. If you go and hear her her compilation, Ancestor House, mm-hmm. it's just so very inspirational, and she's big on our, celebrating our history, right. And uniting us, she got music, We Are Family, and Tell It, Ancestor House and Take Your Praise. If you just go listen to her, which I have her CD, and it's just someone to life to be celebrated. 90 years old. Seeing her on the live, hearing her vibrant, voice and just wonderful experience. And today was, truly a blessing to honor her for 90 years. She looks, wonderful. I wish you had the opportunity. Sorry for, the short notice, but, I'm always sending you information anyway, whether it's, recent or whatever. But I just had to, connect
right.
the dots.
And I'm really glad you did, sis. I'm really glad that you did. And again, for me, it kind of demonstrates, again, the kind of disconnect. Because like you said, you always send me information. And you're right there in New Jersey, but I should have also got it from some folk from New York. But this, again, to me, indicates the disconnect with our people on a national level. Now, she's an icon. She is someone, if you've done any studying family, particularly in arts, culture, literary areas, she is, you gotta run across her name. That book, Cornrows, again, I remember coming into the struggle and reading it. The illustration of that book is like incredible, absolutely incredible. And not even, you know, talk about, you know, her actual words. But my point is, when it comes to literature or literary arts and whatever, if you've talked about or heard about Dr. Sonia Sanchez, certainly you would hear about, you know, our Nana Camille Yarborough. And so I'm saying, again, that should have been information that should have been circulated nationwide. Because she's
yes.
that type of, you know, she's recognized as an author, writer, an artist on a national level. I mean, international too, but definitely on a national level when it comes to black stuff, real black stuff, you know, not just this, you know, put some cream in your coffee kind of stuff, right?
And, you know,
and so,
yeah, and, you know, seeing her at Essex County when I was a student there, I mean, she is just the most loving human being. I mean, like, you know, and always about, you know, loving the youth, reaching back, you know, and, you know, all about her ancestral roots and, you know, connecting us globally, you know, I mean, her energy, her love, and, you know, oh, wow. I had to get on there just to pay, you know, my respects to her life, you know, the legacy and her music, you know. So I did have the opportunity because, as, you know, like they had people to come in and introduce themselves and tell, you know, what story they had with her. And, you know, she was just so welcoming. And, you know, she remembered, you know, when she came up Newark, Essex County. And I was just telling her that, listen, I mean, she was just a you know, someone to be celebrated, you know. You know,
I know that's
so,
wrong.
It was definitely a packed Zoom meeting.
Okay.
I mean, I could say it was probably about 100 people, and some couldn't get on and some couldn't get the mute situation, but overall, I mean, people showed her, you know, the outpour of love, you know, for her legacy and then for her, you know, reaching that 90-year mark, you know, and still, you know, and her sound mind still strong, you know, and still beautiful. I mean, still a beautiful kindred spirit, you know. So, you know, I had the opportunity on behalf of, you know, Newark and getting to know her and telling how I met her, you know, at Essex County College, you know, it was just indeed an honor to, you know, honor someone, you know, someone you could call your elder, you know, because you can't call everybody that.
Right.
You know, that
That's
name,
right.
you know, is has a definite meaning to it, you know, and we have older age and we have elders.
Right. There's some people that literally have earned those titles or, you know, the concept is not just about age. It's about how they think, what they do, how they do it, and particularly in the spirit of blackness, you know, for us to be calling them elders, that component has to be in place. Nowadays, you know, we're giving people, allowing people to have titles, and, you know, that ain't really what they're trying to do, what they really represent, and all of that. We're just letting all this stuff happen. We're not questioning anything. And again, this lends to part of the problem. But listen, Sister Manira, share with the family. Mother Camille also has a website, so family, you can go check out her website.
Yes.
It's a wonderful website. You can also go on YouTube. You'll see several of her lectures. And again, she's a songstress, a writer. She's also, I believe, a dancer as well. But if
and
you
a,
Google
and
her,
also an activist.
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely that. That's why I was saying, all across the board. This is the kind of stuff that I dealt with. You know, people were, they had an area that they participated in terms of struggle, but it was all related. It wasn't like, you know, like nowadays you get people there in the healing arts. Well, they're in the healing arts, but they ain't doing nothing political. And see, that wasn't how it was before. You would have your area that you would want to work in, you know, the most or that you felt the most comfortable in, but you still did other stuff. You still supported or was involved in other things. Now, it's like, you know, I don't know. It's crazy.
She's definitely not only a griot, but she is healing ourselves. And, you know, you could tell she definitely take care of herself because, I mean, like, if you was to see her, you'd be like, 90? What? Where?
I know that's right.
The only thing is that, you know, I guess it's her having her gray hair and, you know, but she is just, I mean, aging gracefully. You know,
right.
I get to see a pic of her because I was able to snap a picture of her while we was on Zoom, so I'll forward it to you. But, I mean, you know, her music is very, you know, it's healing, and she just got the healing, the loving, you know, her spirit, this, you know,
I'm going to try to find
the both of y'all. Y'all both touch me daily, so. Because I did
to find
her, like, in my younger years when I was at the college, and I was like, wow.
Right.
You know, and this was all around the time of me, you know, returning home. And, I mean, like, you know, I was like, wow. So, you know, But she also, she also talked about, you know, we lost another sister warrior, talked about Viola Plummer.
Right.
Transition. Right. And, you know, so for the listening audience who, you know, don't know anything about what happened with Sister Viola Plummer, who was 86 years old, who just recently passed away, who's another female freedom fighter out of New York. You know, who they'd be laying to rest. I think her celebration homegoing is next week.
I think I do have it. I'm going to pull it up because they did send it to me. And
the 22nd, I think it is, right?
I'm going to find it in a few moments. Anyone that's not familiar with some of the names that we just shared, all you got to do is Google them. You should know these are people who really put in work in our communities. And again, not just in their immediate communities, but on a national level. That, again, was something that, you know, we knew how to do that. Again, the correct spelling for Nana Camille Yarborough is, of course, capital C-A-M. I-L-L-E, again, capital C-A-M-I-L-L-E, and the last name is capital Y-A-R-B-R-O-U-G-H. Again, capital Y-A-R-B-R-O-U-G-H. She's on Facebook. She has a website.
Mm-hmm.
She's on Spotify.
Yes.
I'm looking right there online. She's all over there. So you cannot miss her. Check her out.
Yeah.
And again,
listen to her music. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, listen. It's something that would never, like, have no age to it. The music is like relevant. All her lyrics, her spoken word stuff is just like, you know, it relates to right now. It would never go out of style, put it that way.
That's right. All right.
You know,
and
then
the other person that Sister Munira mentioned, of course, Sister Viola Plummer. Again, December 12th movement. You can Google her. You'll see tons of stuff with reparations. In fact, she was the one that coordinated millions for reparations.
Yes.
I believe it was 2000, I think it was. She coordinated that for Washington, D.C., and just a lot of other things. Very, very actively involved in the movement and doing a lot of, you know, what people call social justice work. So you can, again, you can Google her. You'll find a lot of information about her. Viola Plummer. That's V-I-O-L-A, first name, last name, P-L-U-M-B-E-R. All right, my sister. Listen, I thank you much.
No, it's P-L-U-M-M-E-R.
I'm sorry. Yep, you're right. Two M's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Two M's, it didn't have to be. Yeah, two M's. So it's
right.
Plummer with two M's.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah, and her, you know, once you go, you could Google her name and, you know, it definitely come up with, you know, I mean, so much background of her, you know, fight. I mean, she was on the front line for reparations and, you know,
and Black Solidarity Day.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
Malcolm X, you know, they shut down every year on May 19th. They shut everything down in Harlem.
Yeah. So she's been
another
elder who's to be celebrated. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Yep. So her homegoing is next Friday, I think it is. I think
it's Friday,
the 26th.
I'm going to look it up in a few minutes. I have it on my computer somewhere. I just got to find it. All right, my sister. Well, again, I thank you for that report. And certainly, you know, we got work to do. We get ready to do something, again, that's going to be incredible. I'm just finding this so interesting, though, which we'll talk about it another time. But, you know, people are just so preoccupied with so many things now. And I'm like, you know, wow, they really got us where they want us. They really do. Me and the enemy, that is. So.
Yeah, the enemy. I mean, there's so much distraction. You know, I mean, it's very interesting what's going on here now. You know, and just to give you an update on about the E-Man, you know, everything is hush-hush. They have an idea of who might have, been involved. They're saying it was a family member. And, you know, now all of a sudden it's like it never happened. I'm like, what is going on? I mean, like you would think the poverty pimping preachers and imams across the city would be adding more money to the reward. And I'm like, what the heck is going on here? You know, and it's still all this, you know, lip service. I think I sent you an inbox in your Facebook page, the Kings Raising Kings that they had with the brothers from the nation and the anti-violence coalition people. But while y'all in the side meeting, get your boots to the ground. An E-Man was murdered. Like, what the heck? Like, it's, I mean,
yeah.
It's just like, It's just like it's like, you know, I don't know. If I ain't heard back from that last article I sent you in regards to that they might have, you know, a person of interest and
right.
And that was about a couple of days ago. And
yeah.
It's just like, yeah. It's just quiet. It's like, we got shootings and murders every day happening. It's, you know, the violence is still out of hand here. You know, and of course they fudging the reports. But
so, before you go, Sister Manir, did you see what I sent you? You got a guest coming to your city on January 22nd.
Yeah. They got the audacity to have Al Charlton, which he came on the Zoom meeting to pay respect, you know, celebration Camille Yarbrough today. He came on the line, and he came as a unidentified user. You know how you come in and you can't see what number or whatever. And he came in. It was him. Paying his respects to Nana Camille today. Camille. And I was like listening at him. He looks a hot mess. he looks older than her.
Y'all doing y'all king thing in Newark on the 22nd, and you got Bishop Hezekiah Walker.
I'm like, what the heck? Yeah, when you said that, I was like, my response was your response.
The same old
BS every King celebration. The same old. Y'all is a bunch of poverty pimping, the politicians, preachers, and all of them poverty pimping. They have the audacity to be charging people at that. You know they charging people. Charging. How you charging somebody for a King celebration?
Hey. Wow. Well, anyway,
it's all a money grab. Every time Sharpton comes here, it's a money grab.
That's why I keep saying to folks, this all of that is going to be what it's going to be. That's not going to change. What are we going to do? Where's our whatever? Because they're going to do them, and they should. I mean, I tell people, do you, if whatever that is. I just don't want to get caught up in it or have to be caught up in it. So that means we've got to map out what is it that we're going to build, establish, and sustain. Because they're going to do them.
They're
going to do them.
That's exactly right.
If there's nothing else that our people can see and relate to and connect to, then, of course, they end up turning to them. Because we're not producing what we need to produce, you see. To the degree that we need to. So that's where I'm at with it.
Let me give you the update. I don't know if you read the info or if you got it yet, but they made the former Panther, I think what Sister Keisha Urie was, I think she was almost the vice or the chair or something with the new Black Panther. You know, the Newark ones, not the ones you affiliated with now. Well, different. But anyway, they know each other. But they done made her the
ooh.
She done went from the anti-violence. She was the chair of the Newark anti-violence. She was the chair of the Office of Violence and Prevention. And now they done made her the deputy police director for the city of Newark.
Wow. I got to analyze that one. Wow.
From a Panther to a police director. Well, deputy police director.
I mean, I could see that if that's intentionally strategic, but it doesn't, I don't feel like it is.
She won't even say black power in her mouth now.
Oh, okay.
She won't even, that black power shit is out the window with all of that. They won't get up there with those attorney general and they be all on stage. All that black power shit ain't that's a thing of the past.
Wow. All right, my sisters. Well,
that's what I'm saying. I didn't know if you got that update on that.
No, I didn't.
I was
it's good to know. But like I said, my focus right now is for us, about us, you know, in conjunction with others, you know, as well. But I'm just focused now on what we're going to build and when we're going to do it, how we're going to do it, and so forth. That's a major priority now. And then, of course, we're going to continue to do kind of assessments and evaluations that we need to, but at the same time, we've got to grow and develop and build some things. I mean, that's just what time it is. Before you go, Sister Vanira, Dr. Truth Bay is supposed to be joining us. Dr. Truth, I don't see you in queue, so you may need to press 1 if you can hear me because I'm not seeing you. We're going to have Dr. Truth Bay join us in a few moments, family, hopefully, to give us a report on the Reparations Commission or committee that's there in Cali. But anyway, we're going to close out with Sister Vanira. Sister Vanira, give me your closing comments. And, of course, we'll be talking later on this week because we got some things that we need to start tightening up for Newark as we move forward for this 2024. We said we're getting ready to bust down the doors.
Yeah, well, all I could just say is that, you know, we just got to keep on, you know, building, you know, creating everything. I own everything, you know, and you're absolutely right. You know, this government and its political lackeys, they are all in collusion, you know, in regards to what is happening, you know, as far as on that level. And we better, you know, we have no choice, you know, to, you know, unify, you know, build our own, you know, like you said, who's addressing, you know, all the women and young girls that's being trafficked. You know, I mean, who's really creating alternatives for our brothers and sisters, you know, coming up out of incarceration and, you know, struggling in this cold world where, you know, these people, they ain't trying to hire us. They ain't trying to, you know, make a way for us. I mean, didn't the government show us that they don't care nothing about us with Hurricane Katrina, what they did in Haiti? I mean, you know, now they pushing in the migrants coming in and, you know, creating race wars and, you know, calling us lazy and, you know, I mean, these people, it's all by design. And if we don't build everything, like you said, on our own, with everything we got, then we're going to be in serious trouble. And if we ain't got eyes and ears and we ain't defending ourselves, you know, in our nation, then if you ain't doing that, you're in the way. And like you said, if you ain't building nothing independent of this government, if it's government sanctioned, if you ain't doing nothing independent, building on your own for your people, then you got a serious problem. And if you ready to build, join the builders, and that's what we're doing, building a movement, a global, worldwide. You know, come on board. Either you're going our way, like you said, or you're in the way.
That's right.
Get out
no
of
doubt
way.
About it.
Peace and blessings.
You
know,
I see Dr. Truth is in queue. We're going to get ready to bring her in. But I just want to remind everyone, and we'll mention this again next Saturday, we're doing our monthly session in the hood at the Nile Cafe. It'll also be on Zoom. And we're going to be proposing two new things, family, so that you can know that the Million Women World March is certainly more than just an event. One of the things we'll be introducing to the family next week, and again, we'll share it with our folks on Zoom, and that is we're going to launch the capability for us to begin to interact with one another based on finance, commerce, and business. And so we'll be telling you more about that tomorrow when we have our Zoom meeting at 4:30, but also next week. We're going to share what we are bringing to our communities. So as we develop for the Million Women World March, simultaneously we are rebuilding in our communities to take us forward. So you will hear us talk more about, and this is also in response to you, Sister Muneer. I think someone sent you a message and wanted to know what things were specifically geared for Newark, because that's the way we're moving. Each city will have its own specific projects, even though there are some fundamentals. And one of the fundamentals is what I'm getting ready to talk about, and that is the development of our Black community skills banks, so that each city with MWM, MWWM, with that umbrella, with that formula, we're going to have folks to sign up for our skills bank. And what do you see how it's spelled? It's so beautiful to see our talent and skills banks. And it will have the listing of people in our communities nationwide that have various types of skills, plumbing, carpentry, bricklaying, cooking, sewing, so that we have a directory of Black folks who really want to do some stuff in our communities in particular. We will have a listing of who these folks are, who's able to donate an hour of their time, who can help an elder, who wants to do some classes. See, again, we're about organizing as we proceed with a large gathering. This is very different. So we want people to know straight up as we proceed, this is about community and nation building. Simultaneously, takes a lot more to do that than to just have an event. So this is, we want y'all to know right up front. Don't be talking to us about the march. No, Negro. Well, it's not all we're talking about here or doing. All right, Sister Muneer, I will get with you later. And thank you so much again for sharing. And we're looking forward to moving this thing forward. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Peace and love. Thank you. Have a great
one.
All right,
family. We just talked to Sister Muneer over in Newark, New Jersey. And now we get ready to bring up our sister, Dr. Truth Bay. And again, you know, we're going to talk about reparations because our position is to educate the masses of our people first. And simultaneously, as we are doing these other things on a local, national, and even international level, because we put our campaign on hold for the million signatures in support of We Charge Genocide 21, we put that on hold because, again, unfortunately, MWM got infiltrated once again. But we now know what we have to do to make certain that that does not happen. At least it's easily. But nevertheless, we put things on hold. When we do the Million Women World March, this year. That will be one of the things that will be featured. That is to have people sign on to our letter of intent, where we will take to the United Nations declaring genocide of African people here in the U.S. Now, again, it's strategy, y'all, strategy. And we'll break some of that down to you as we proceed. Again, how do you build with other countries? How do you build with folks right here in your own communities if they don't see and know that you have certain positions? And you're going to do the boots on the ground in order to make certain that they have access, capability to engage, and that they have the capability of knowing and understanding what we're talking about and why. So these are some of the things that you'll see and hear us do to a greater extent as we now mobilize and organize. So without further ado, let's go to our live line and let's talk with our sister, Dr. True Bay. And we are going to talk a little bit about what's going on there, the Reparations Commission there. As I said, we have one now here in Philly. I'm scheduled to meet with the city council person who, headed up, or if not headed up, she co-signed for the legislation. That's a whole nother story. But let's go to the live line and let's talk with our sister, Dr. True Bay. Hey, Dr. Bay, how are you tonight?
Hey, 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 Black Power to you, sis. Greetings, warrior woman.
Shay, Shay, always good to have you with us.
Right on, right on. And I have a partner here that I'll introduce later on as well, call her Mama Sherry, but this is the Sherry Suttles that's going to give us a little update on what's happening with reparations and what we're doing now. Okay. So many exciting things that we want to share with you. But
wonderful.
We are closing in on some very important dates coming up starting next week. First and foremost, what is happening with reparations nationwide? So the update, and thank you for mentioning Viola Plummer, activist, who had passed away on Monday the 15th. And so it's significant, her death, is because she actually was part of the D12 movement, right? December 12 movement. We're going to talk a little bit more about tomorrow on Black Star Radio.
Yeah.
And so what was significant about December 12 is that they had two bills that they were addressing as well, similar to what the process we're doing right now as well. So Senate Bill 2416 actually was introduced a year ago in 2023 by several members in New York. This is a New York Senate bill. Mm-hmm. And it was finally introduced on the 3rd of January, January 3rd, 2024, a whole year later. And then 12 days later, we lost Viola Plummer. So there's something kind of little fishy about that, but I wanted to put that timeline out there because it's, I find it, very appropriate for us to carry this bill and reparations in honor of her because right now New York, is looking at the bill, a year later. So.
Right.
Yes. Now, yes, ma'am, sorry.
No, I was just, I'm glad you said that because we had Brother Warham, who of course is in December 12th, we had him on like 3 weeks ago, and of course, they reported that the governor had signed for their reparations bill. So you just triggered that thought. You're right. That just happened there in New York, where the governor finally signed something for a mission to happen there in New York, and this just happened a few weeks ago.
Yep, you're right.
Right.
You're absolutely. So it's a heavy season of accountability, but I can guarantee the reparations discussion with more of the initiatives that are coming to a head, we'll see it sooner than we think. And we got to make sure our Black families are prepared because when reparations do come down, and it will, that we have our paperwork in order and that we're ready to receive. But that's for another discussion. So let's talk about what's happening at the table. So we're partnering up with Gullah Geechee Group that has been a leader in South Carolina voters. And next week on the 27th is a dinner that we are hopefully to present a reparations resolution. So the campaign that we're pushing is called Earn the Black Vote. EARN standing for Educate, Advocate for Reparations Now. Educate, Advocate, Reparations Now, E-A-R-N. And that acronym is exactly what Viola Plummer, rest in power, and what we want to do to have reparations as a contract. And that's one of the main things that we are demanding the current administration to sign off on this contract. We know damn well that that may not happen because we know how much Joe Biden loves black folks, right? Love us so much, right? But I'm being sarcastic, facetious, by the way. And what we want to do is really be realistic on what is the plan for self-determination. And so if this contract is not signed, we don't want another commission. We want to make it very clear that H.R. 40 was a commission to study more reparations. And so we don't need any more studies. We have all the evidence of what has transpired from, according to the treatment of chattel slavery. We have it in the history books, whatever wasn't erased. We have enough family lineage stories of real life, because it's not too long ago. Great-grandfathers who were slaves, grandfathers who were slaves, that still recall the horrors and the trauma that they have been brought to. And so what we are asking before November's election, because we need to really not be involved in the voting process at all if it's not really going to benefit black people. And so we're asking them to earn our vote. If you want to go that route, the other route is self-governing, which is why we're trying to have our own self-governance. You know, you have the Republic of New Africa as well that has a strong government that it was established for black people, but it has to be mobilized. Any form of action, it really is up to the people that are pushing the action that just shows the affection. So we could always say, you know, raise black power or want to honor our ancestors, but it really takes to continue the organizing and to see this through. So that's why I'm so grateful to you, Empress Chi, on the Million Woman World March, this initiative that we are so proudly to be part of as well, and how it's a necessity for us to raise awareness for black women more so than ever. We want to focus on the black family, but we really do got to empower black women to get into certain spaces that we are currently not in, while we are also paying homage to our black men and empowering them in their own right as well. And it's a collective, but we must continue to do the work. So that's what we are working on. In January 25th, 26th, 27th as well, there's also the Conference of the Mayors that's happening in Eatonville, which is a historical black city of Florida. And there will be convening on social issues concerning Haiti. And we all know the revolutionary history when it comes to Haiti as the first free black republic. But not only discussions on Haiti, but also there'll be some talk on reparations and what black constituents are going through in the cities, not only nationwide, but internationally. So this is going to be a very important event coming up on the 25th to the 27th in Florida. And so I'm going to soon relinquish the mic to Mama Sherry Suttles. But just before that, in South Carolina, the initiative is to really mobilize the black voters in demanding what we need as far as reparations is concerned. There are many ways to skin a cat. There are many initiatives out there, but what we need to do is revive the Freedmen's Bureau Agency. That is our agency that was originally for us as freed slaves back in 1850. And of course, like everything else, it was infiltrated, disseminated, and it merged into something else for white supremacy, which is the Federal Reserve. So the 12 Federal Reserve banks that we have nationwide is actually derived from the Freedmen's Bureau agency, supposed to be for us. So really, it is our time this year to really take back what was ours, but we've got to do it intelligently, strategically, and consistently. It has to be a consistent effort of planning, right? It isn't just fall from the sky. So I look forward to working with so many great, intelligent, intellectual black women and men in this movement. I'm meeting great new people every month, every week. We're really working towards a common goal, but we really got to focus on the mission, which is reparations. So we have drafted an executive order, a sample of executive order, which is something that was passed in 2021 for the COVID-19 bill, but it benefited Asians, right? The Stop Asian Hate Crime Bill. And so this is what is missing for us as descendants of slaves. So no matter what it is, that's the really the missing link. And that's the link that they're always trying to avoid by saying, oh, well, we don't have it in the budget. But then you see them pull out $60 billion for Ukraine and Israel and everyone else. And then when it comes to youth centers or housing for black American families, right, that built this country, they got to search for the funding, or they got to study it. So we got to stop the hypocrisy and stop allowing our complacency to keep treating us this way. We must have an anti-black hate crime bill ASAP Rocky. We need to have our own institutions, and we need to have our own hospitals to teach and study and to help and heal our people. And we're not going to talk about it. You got to be about it. So those who are really want to really be part of the movement, yeah, definitely join us in a meeting for the Million Women's World March and hopefully get some information on that. But also be proactive. Be there in the meetings. There's a Commission of Status for Women meeting coming up in March. But in October, we really do want to see a unification of our people coming together. So that being said, I don't want to be long-winded, but I want to pass the mic on to Mama Sherry Suttles, if she's still on the line.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. I just unmuted. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of this podcast or blog talk. I started one for our organization in 2009. The IRS asked me how could we have an incorporation in South Carolina, but our headquarters was in Florida. They called me and said, excuse me, not only are we in Florida, we are in my condo, I'm in my bedroom, and I'm in my bed because we have a blog talk radio.
That's right.
So anyway, it is after midnight.
We are podcast also, Mother.
Right, I know. That's what I heard you introduce. Yes. Now, Truth Bay knows this is not a good time for me. It is after midnight our time. I lived in California 5 years, 40 years ago. So for you, it's still early. But for me, I'm woe out. Today's my son's 41st birthday. So I will be as brief as I can be. Yes, I approached a person who I've known for some years. I just met him. He wanted to have an executive order. Tired of the 40 years of H.R., House of Representatives 40 bill, being in Congress, never getting out of the committee. However, I want people to understand that bill for 40 years was introduced by my congressman, John Conyers, Detroit, Michigan, and I did find the photo, Truth, that I told you about, with my mother standing next to him when he got elected in 1964. So I want to diminish H.R. 40 in honor of his ancestry. To us, my immediate family, I don't mind talking about H.R. 40, but that's the least that they could have done years ago. So what we've come up with Truth Bay, so he's wanting executive order for H.R. 40, and I told Truth Bay, no, we want a reparations contract, as she mentioned. ARC, which is an ARC. And I came up with that. Then I agree, said, didn't Martin Luther King Jr. say something about an ARC? And yes, he did. And it was about, this is going to be a long struggle. We shall overcome. But the arc of moral universe bends to justice. So we have a logo with a rainbow arc. This is Gullah Geechee territory that I'm in now, Charleston, South Carolina. Been here since 2000 when I first heard the words Gullah and Geechee, having been born in Chicago and grew up in Detroit. So we have a logo of our sweetgrass baskets. That's a symbol. It's a state symbol of the Gullah Geechee culture. And then we have our own Fatru. So what we're wondering, and I'm looking at a press release that I prepared for Martin Luther King's birthday on Monday. The 15th was his actual birthday. And what we're doing as a nonprofit, we are, this is why I came up with that version of educate, advocate, reparations now, because it means earn. And the gentleman from Chicago has the market, porn on the market right now, for earn the black vote, ETBV. So I came up with the same thing with EARN. And we're doing an educational series with this approach that we're taking. I've got a 5-point bullets here of what that means. I did a little research on the current events curriculum, Googled it, you know, and just teach that in schools. So just really quickly, the theme is United States 2024 election / the black vote. We can talk about this because everybody else is, so we want to talk about that with our, I'll go through the subject, executive order versus congressional bill H.R. 40, because this gentleman has a national audience following him to resurrect that bill and make it into a law through executive order. And Truth Day and I and others agree, that ain't the way. Not now. It's too late. So I then talked to people subject-wise about the relationship that Jim Clyburn has to Joe Biden. I'm going to church tomorrow to talk with a minister who used to work for Clyburn. We have other ways to get to Biden, but what better way than go through the man that literally brought Biden to the table as a candidate? You'll remember he was credited for that. So he wouldn't be President Joe Biden if it wasn't for Jim Clyburn. And I have people here who know, they know him personally. They don't want to get involved, but I have other people. We're going to try our best to get Mr. Clyburn to get Mr. Biden to sign our executive order. The students are the general public, kindergarten. I've got connections on all these matters. All races, all genders, both political parties. I'm not discriminating. I'm going to send this request to Trump and Nikki Haley, who is a governor here in South Carolina. That's the students. The class locations would be churches, restaurants, meetings, special events, press conferences, any which way we can go to get this message out. And I had a call just as I was about to send this out from a woman, third bout of cancer. It's metastasizing. She called me. She said, Sherry, I've been getting all your emails, but what do you want me to do? You want me to contact our Governor DeSantis in Florida? I said, absolutely. But moreover, you've given me an idea for the fifth part of our curriculum, next steps. And I call that call to action, the one that he's using, etbv.net. ADOCS is part of our education of our people. And this is a big controversy with our people. Who should get the reparations? Can you believe that? And I say to everybody, we're the only ones for 400 years that came over here enslaved for 200 of those or more. And all the other people, Haiti, the Barbados, I've been to Africa, I've been to 19 countries. I've been everything but Haiti, but the Caribbean and in Mexico and all over the world where we are. But this is our fight, because we only won, okay? And you can do this messaging through email, text, telephone, and so forth. And so it ended with educate and motivate. Now I'm going to say educate and advocate. As a nonprofit, we can't lobby, but we can advocate. Okay, so I tell the folks what this HR bill is, but we're going to take that out now because Truth Bay and I agree. Let him come from Chicago, and he's coming, and let him have his press conference. That's all he wants to do here. That's what he did when Joe Biden was here before. I took him 12 hours. Cam Howard is his name. Reparations United. And he's going to go his way, and we're going to go our way. And I want to say here, we're going to have the talk about the plebiscite, which is already underway. A brother, Sifuwe Malika, who's traced his roots to Guinea-Bissau. He's over there, but I'm told he's from South Carolina. We've not met, but we've been bonded through emails and phone calls. And I appreciate that plebiscite because we had the right to do that in 1800s, 1865, fresh out of slavery. We were to have gotten to vote. You want to stay in the U.S. and be an American citizen? Go for it. It's all yours. You want to go back to Africa and establish your, which Sierra Leone, by the way, did that, and Liberia, people went back to Africa. That's their choice. And then the third choice is to create a nation within the nation, and which truth they referred. We call it the Provisional Government of the Republic of New Africa. Started in Detroit, my hometown, 1968, and we're hosting the 56th anniversary of that here in Charleston. I lobbied them to come here in Charleston. I put in here that the U.S. paid reparations, we know, to the Japanese cash. And I went to college at Barnard College, New York, 55 years ago this June, and one of my favorite best buddies was a Japanese girl. And we did folk dancing together, Greek and Romanian dancing. And she told us about her mother and father being in those concentration camps. Of course I want them to be paid something. And, of course, we know the Native Americans. They're just so, I won't say pitiful. They've got land. They've got cash. Anytime you want to write a grant from the federal level, there's a whole category just for them. We don't even get to compete with their grant. You see any just for us? No. So. The last part of our instruction, and I almost forgot it in this press release, is what my organization does. And we have had grants for it, little bitty and a little bigger. It's called GGLRR, Gullah Geechee Land - Reclaim and Retain. And we talked about heirs' property, eminent domain, gentrification, and my son's Mende Film Cultural and Arts Festival. This is a vehicle we use. Now, when we got the first grant, $60,550, a Native American had created a foundation, Edgar Villanueva, Truth Bay is going to have us hopefully connect with him because he didn't give us any money the second year. We got a token $5,000. This last year, we got zero, but Cam Howard got money every year. Now, after we didn't get no more $60,000, I looked at who all got money. Reparations this, reparations that. When we were growing up, and I'm 76 and a half years old, reparations was a bad word. Black people didn't want it. White people didn't want to do it. Now it's very popular after George Floyd's murder. The young people realized that we had been owed money, right? So we have a division in our own movement. Some of us say, cut the check. Just put down, my son used to say, $25 million. Cut the check. Give us the cash. But there are other people who don't want the cash because they're afraid we're going to spend it in the white folks' economy anyway.
Well, that,
so
they can stay over there with no funding. We'll just collect what is due to us and make sure that we're there to collect it. That's what we need.
I say the same thing. We are owed enough money. We can throw away whichever way we want. We're just starting with reparations. And land is the other way. And the injuries that Truth Bay was talking about, those are the three things that represent a contract for me that I'm also putting in it. The Freedmen's Bureau, as Truth Bay said, we don't need a commission because we already had a department, 1865, that helped us from being slaves in 1863. So just go back to that, Mr. President. And so forth. And so let me say where we are now. A week from today, Joe Biden is coming back to South Carolina. It's called the First in the Nation Democratic Party dinner for him and to raise money for them. It's from 5 o'clock till about, it actually starts at 6:30, the dinner. So I've been on the phone all day today, and I'm going to Columbia Monday morning. We have two libraries. One holds about 60 people, the other one 270. And we will be there from 9 o'clock to till 6 o'clock p.m. Well, I think it'll be 4. It'll allow people the time to go to this rally press conference that Cam wants and other people, okay? And so it costs about $1,000 for a four-hour stint. And I've already shelled out $1,000 for my Social Security and retirement and savings. My dear son's paying me $125 a week for rent. And so I've asked Truth Bay, I have people who can get to who? Michelle Obama, Oprah, and Jay-Z. These are people who can get directly to those highlight people. I can get indirectly through, and Malcolm X's daughter, huh?
No, I'm just saying. They all need to assist in advancing what we need for cutting.
Absolutely, and I want them to come next Saturday because this is a kickoff for Mr. Biden, and he's using our state, our black vote, and then he's going to go all around the country from there on.
Sleepy Joe. Go ahead now.
Yeah, whatever. So, again, my son, and we have the battles that any mother and son has, but he's coming into his own today and this weekend and this project. He's already done the Save the Date flyer. We do this together, and he's a videographer. When my mom was filming people when we were little girls, my sister and I, very disrespectful. What do you think you're doing? You in Hollywood or something? My mother had real big old long hair. And she passed away about, 1979. I had just become the first black female city manager in the nation, Oberlin, Ohio. And 2 months later, she was taken from me. And I left California after 5 years. I had a feeling of going home, you know, but I didn't want to go to Detroit. So I went to Ohio, and she was there. I have pictures of us on the front page. So anyway, I want to pack the house. I've got people in Columbia. That's why I'm going up Monday. And we can get all the publicity for having an educational discussion. And we don't discriminate. It can be black, white, and polka dot can come. It's free to them to come into the library. I've got basket ladies, the Gullah culture, what we do. We have ring shouters, drummers. So we don't just have a regular press conference or a regular meeting. We bring in the culture that came directly from Africa, directly from Sierra Leone. I was over there and had to look Wikipedia to find out. This is documented. All the other countries, you know, Ghana, Nigeria, Angola, we don't know that for a fact, where they came from. But this has been documented that South Carolina and Georgia came directly from Sierra Leone, and I have people over there. They're going to be a part of this. They're always calling and writing me, Mama Sherry, we thank you so much. They want to come to America. We know America is this great, you know?
Yeah.
And so we have a lot to do. Thank you for the time.
Yeah, give me a call, a contact number, if you want people to assist.
I have a 954 area code now because I did live in Florida for about 10 years. I just came back 2 years now. And it's on all of my literature. My son says I should be using an 800. No, nobody's ever called and threatened my life, but my street address is on my card. But when we come out of the closet talking about reparations, there's no telling what may happen. So I'm a pessimistic optimist. So, yes, you can call me directly, 954-822-5446. And I have two email addresses, GullahGeecheeGroupInc@gmail.com. Inc. is incorporated. Or my name, Sherry Suttles, number9@gmail.com. And so that's it. We have a Facebook page, a LinkedIn. You know, the lady that we talked with, Truth Babe, she's going to do, what is it called, Instagram? I don't do this.
Right.
Social media much.
So we'll get her on the air so they can watch you here. Sure.
Yes.
Well, we thank you so much for allowing us to disseminate this very important message on reparations. And we do need all of our black families aware to be educated, to advocate for reparations now. Black
there
power.
We go. That's all right. So, ma'am, say goodnight now. It's 12:30.
Yes, Sister Filet, she's on now.
Good night.
East Coast as well.
All right. Well, thank you so much, my sister. I'm so looking forward to having both of you, of course, be a part of the upcoming Million Woman World March. We will be assembling sisters in March to come up with a national Black women's political agenda, so that we will be organized as Black women to be able to present an agenda to any of these candidates. That is part of what's going to happen in March. We look forward to having you.
My son, he was in the Million Man March when he was like 12 years old or 16. I'm going to work with Truth Bay on that.
Wonderful. I had hoped that our women would have been more involved over the years, given the fact that we're the largest gathering in the world of any women.
And we also make up the reason for Biden. Oh, I'm sorry to cut you off. But Black women make the reason,
you know?
That's a mistake that we won't do again. And
Carter,
I definitely wasn't involved in that.
But guess what they're wanting to give Biden the vote for? It's been written and he's been on the TV. I watched the morning show. He put two Black women in powerful positions, right, which was Kamala Harris, who's part Indian and part Jamaican, but she did go to Howard University. And then you have the Black Supreme Court woman that was appointed. So he wants us to vote because of that. That's nothing to – I mean, it's good. I'm glad we to see it.
Well,
and he wants him to vote for Biden because he let all these people off for marijuana. So he's given reasons why we should vote for Biden. And we're just going to add one more reason, a reparations contract. Okay.
Because we do know that both Biden and Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, both said that it was, in fact, Black women that really kind of brought them over that edge to get in office. And so with that said, since we know that, it behooves us to be organized to represent in that manner. And so, again, that's what we'll be doing in March. So tomorrow, family, you'll be able to get more information about the upcoming National Black Women's Political Power Convention. And note, we are independent. We've been independent for 2 decades, never a grant, never corporate sponsoring. And so that puts us in this game in a different kind of manner because, you know, we can represent all across the board from the grassroots through the glass ceiling. So listen, we're going to close this session out. And, of course, tomorrow, 4:30, if you haven't gotten the information on how you can connect with us on Zoom, feel free to email us at nationalmwm@aol.com. Again, nationalmwm@aol.com. Or you can text us at 267-636-3802. Again, 267-636-3802. Dr. Truth Bay, thank you so much for bringing our sister on with you this evening, sharing that information. I do want to get more insight into the specifics of what's going on there in California with their commission, mainly because they just formulated one here in Philly, and we have a meeting coming up with the council person who was kind of behind making certain that the legislation would go through in order for there to be a commission here in Philadelphia. So we just kind of want to look at some of the other cities to see what they're doing. We already have a plan. Again, we're independent. And so with that said, you know, we kind of have already a structure with the We Trust Genocide 21 project.
Who's the person that is responsible for the Reparations Commission? Because that's one of the things that we were discussing, that the commission in California that started 2 years ago, AB 3121, had a final report, 1,100 pages. You need to pull up that report and review it, because that is the blueprint of what was already there. Now it's concise and we have to rehash. So what I'm saying is that instead of a commission, we need a contract, because what's going to happen is that the commission that you form will continue to study the harms, and we don't want to continue to delay something that's already there. What we can do is advance the check and the land, because reparations is obvious.
Okay.
It's obvious.
So
I definitely
want to hear
more.
Because, again, I mean, when I hear contract, that kind of, I don't know, that creates a different kind of vibration for me. So I understand the concept, but I'm not sure if that is the language or the jargon that you know, some of us would want to attach ourselves to in that manner. So that's just something that we might want to look at closer at another time or have a discussion about at another time. The historical reality of having contracts with the United States government, at least